In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation. Hey, before we start today's episode, I wanted to bring you in on the best kept secret in B2B sales. If you're serious about social selling and your only strategy is cold DMs through LinkedIn, you're missing the mark big time. Learn how a fully managed revenue generating podcast can change your life and your pipeline at salescast.co.
Take rock solid care of your customers, invest in your relationships with them, and stand out by selling the experience. Not the product, folks, the experience. Those are the key takeaways in round three with Larry Levine. Join Colin and Larry as they talk about his experience of being called out for doing things differently and how he fought for his own selling philosophy. So tune in to another round with Larry in the latest episode of Sales Transformation.
You said something that's, you know, constant in your story is you were doing things different than how other people were doing them, right? How often in your sales career did people tell you, like, Larry, that's not how we do things. Why are you doing that? You should be doing them this way.
Yeah, you know, it's a great point because there's been many a time that I've had very uncomfortable conversations with managers because they looked at me, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. Or why are you spending so much time doing that? Why are you hanging out with your customers so long? Hmm. And I said, hey, listen, right? Without customers, y'all have no business. To me, I knew that customers were the key to my success. And if you ask it, right, and let's just fast forward to this right now, and I'm going to spin on what you just said. If you ask anybody in sales, are your customers important? They're going to, of course, they're going to say, yes, Colin, right? Mm-hmm. Then what are you doing about the relationships? How do you know those relationships are even good?
Right.
And I was willing to test it all the time. And I knew that without any customers, I had no business. So I made sure I took rock solid care of my customers.
So let's dig into that a little bit, because I think that a common problem is a lot of salespeople cash the commission check and then that's it until it's renewal time, right? They treat the relationships very transactional. And, you know, from reading your book and talking to you, I know that you really invest in those relationships. So what are some tactical things that salespeople that maybe could do it more of the way that we're talking about and stop treating that relationship so transactional? What are some things that they can do to start to invest more in those relationships?
Yeah. So I'm going to hit this head on, but that was probably the area that we're getting ready to speak about. That's what I really pushed the button on with management and so forth, because they looked at me, they go, you know, why are you doing all these things? But conversely, I'm going to share a quick story. You're going to have to remind me, but I'm going to share a story that really brings this point to life is I invested heavily. And one of my favorite sayings, Colin, is if you fail to invest, you'll never be able to collect. I invested in my relationships. I invested in building those relationships. I went back. I got to know people. I got to know multiple people in that organization. I was always there. I was educating them. I was building networks inside that business. They were frequently seeing me. I wasn't there to do the proverbial check-in and touch base that too many people in sales do today, which brings absolutely no freaking value, none whatsoever. I started I knew a long time ago that, yeah, I was in a commoditized sales channel, right, Colin? I mean, let's just face it. It is what it is. I hate to use that expression, but the sales world's done it in that sales channel. They've commoditized themselves. But what I did to stand out is I sold the experience. And here was the key. And I keyed in on this and I picked this thing apart. This, Colin, this goes back well past 20 years ago. I asked my customers, What do they like? What do they don't like about copier salespeople? Keep in mind, for those listeners, that's the channel that I grew up in. And then I ask them, what do they like and don't like about the experience they're getting? What do they like and don't like about the service they're getting? And if they can create that wow moment, if they can create that wow experience, what would that look like? I was noted for that, Colin. And I asked that every single time. And I sold the experience. And right. So what's that really look like in terms of tips and all that is I showed people how much I care. They routinely saw me. I made routine visits. And so I said, hey, you know what? Listen, you used the word cash in the commission check a little bit ago. And I would look executives in the eye, key decision makers. And I said, you know what? I bet you along the way you've experienced these things. And guess what? I just reiterated the things that everybody else told me they didn't like or the things that they experienced. And they all go, yes, I experienced those.
Tell me some of those most common things that people were saying.
I'll use one, love them and leave them, right? Mm. In other words, cash the commission check is the biggest thing is they say all the great things until the time they sign the agreement, until the time it's installed, until the time they get the check. And then guess what? They're gone. They slowly fade away. That's why I say they go from kings and queens to frogs in 2 seconds, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, there's months that go by, and then all of a sudden, here's the average salesperson, right? That's why I say there's a big difference between sales reps and sales professionals. I go, then the sales rep goes back 2 or 3 months later to do the check-in. And then they start going, where the hell you been, right? Or there's a problem and all of a sudden they got to answer it, or they want to make another sale and they walk back and now they're their best friend again. And I think, you know, I just did again, this isn't rocket science stuff we're talking about. It's treat people like the way you want to be treated. Treat your customers as if they were your own customers. You're running your business. And that's what I believe I did very well is, I ran my business like I owned my business.
Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.